Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All-Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. Featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
Several USDA reports will be out at 11 a.m. Central Time today, and one that will be of great interest to our part of the world, the winter wheat seedings report. Probably growers seeded the fewest acres of winter wheat in the last 104 years, according to an average estimate of 25 analysts surveyed by Bloomberg ahead of the report that will be out this morning. Winter wheat is the most common variety grown in the country, sown in the fall, goes dormant, obviously, this time of year, and then harvested in the May, June, July time period. The pre-report guesses point to another decline in wheat seedings here for the 2017 crop. We still are waiting on a nominee for USDA Secretary of Agriculture to be called out by President-elect Donald Trump. Yesterday, he announced his nominee to lead the Department of Veteran Affairs, leaving USDA's cabinet position the last to fill for the incoming administration. The delay in picking a nominee for the Department of Agriculture causing some heartburn within the agricultural industry. The Trump transition team continues to say the president-elect is looking for the best candidate. Former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas of Oklahoma, says he's heard a lot of different names. He's heard a lot of the different conversations about needing a woman, needing a Hispanic, needing this or that. End of the day, Frank Lucas says, let's just get a good candidate.
From my perspective, as long as the individual cares about rural America, understands production, agriculture, and processing, I don't care where he or she comes from. I don't care what their background is. I just want someone who can step up and immediately go to work.
Oklahoma 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas. The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee will be holding a confirmation hearing next week on the 18th of January for EPA Administrator nominee Scott Pruitt, Oklahoma's Attorney General. Politico is reporting lawmakers on the committee have a long list of questions they want to ask of Mr. Pruitt. Just a week ago, senators from the Midwest held a meeting to question Pruitt on his stance regarding biofuels. At that particular meeting, he seemed to come out smelling like a rose. Both Charles Grassley and Joni Ernst from Iowa came out singing his praises, Pruitt reassuring the group that he would follow the law on renewable fuels, as well as waters of the U.S. and other issues key for agriculture. American Farm Bureau has come out strongly in favor of the nomination of Pruitt as EPA administrator. They've sent letters to all their state farm bureaus urging them to weigh in with their senators. AFBF President Zibby Duval calls Pruitt an ideal nominee. You've got farm news on Ron.
Attention Dish Network customers, from all of us at News 9, we're saddened to know you aren't receiving CBS. Unfortunately, Dish has a history of blacking out channels during negotiations. More than 144 TV stations have experienced this. We aren't the first. Dish wants to increase their profit from selling you our signal. We're simply asking Dish to treat us the same as they treat bigger out-of-state companies. Call Dish at 1-855-318-0572 and demand to get your CBS back.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.